Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. It's that time of year, friends. We are going to be talking about the upcoming Fireman's Booyah, which is September 13th. It's a Saturday, and it's going to run from 11 o'clock until 2:30 p.m. or until the booyah runs out at Seas Church in Hastings. And we could not be more excited to have Lieutenant Tim Likes with the Hastings Fire Department here. How have you been?
Good. How are you today, Mark?
I am so great. Tim, I got to tell you, where does time go? Does it seem like we were just talking about a booyah or you were just making booyah?
It does seem like that, but the weather's starting to change, so... You know, this week is really getting everything prepped up for it.
Have you had any years where you've tried to sell booyah and it was too hot?
Yes, we've had rain, we've had wind, we've had storms, we've had it all. So the cooler weather is definitely better for it.
For sure, yes. People want to eat their booyah, right?
Right.
The fire department has been doing this for how many years?
This is the 84th annual booyah. So it's been a long time before I was on the fire department. I had relatives on fire department. So,
oh, you did?
Yep, the Carnix, they were on there. So this has been going on. They were here 30, 40 years before I was here. So it's been a long time going.
And the money raised goes where?
So the money raised goes to different organizations throughout the community here. It's called the Hastings Firefighters Foundation. It used to be called the Hastings Fire Department Relief Association, but we had to change, get in line with some state stuff. But proceeds from the booyah, this is the one big fundraiser that we do. So we raise money to give out to sports organizations. And we also help families that may have lost something in a fire or a car accident. So we give money back to that. We give money to the Hastings Family Service. We also provide two scholarships for outgoing seniors that are going on to college, and they're $2,500 each for those scholarships. So that money goes into that. Just different odds and ends around the community is where the money goes.
You know, I don't think a lot of people know that, Tim, and I think that really is cool that you do that and you do so many things behind the scenes. I mean, you mentioned helping people that have been in a fire and lost things. You help them out behind the scenes. You see a lot, don't you?
We do see a lot. We're there at people's worst times. Mm-hmm. That's when we show up. So They're running from the fire. We're running into the fire. So it takes a special calling to be able to do that.
I bet it does. So for the amount of calls that you have over at the station, what really is the percentage of fire calls versus medicals?
So we have the fire side and we have the medical side on our calls. Fire side is about a third of our calls, a little bit less than a third. So everything else is pretty much medical. But we also do different alarms too. It comes in as a different alarm where it's not even a medical and it's not fire related. It's just like ducks in a sewer, cats and, you know, like those calls do come into us every once in a while. Those calls do come in every once in a while. You know, so that happens. I know years ago, this is right when I got on the department, there was a deer stuck out in the river in the ice, and the crew went out and rescued the deer. Yeah, so there's some odd calls that come in.
Right. So I know you have a boat over there as well. Mm-hmm. Is that part of what you do also in the summer?
Yes, we do have boat operations. So if there's a call out on the river, fire and medical, we will go on both of those calls. We have a coverage area that we do on the river. We go north of the Lock and Dam. So we do go up almost all the way to Invergrove Heights. It's quite a ways up. It's 3 miles up the river. And then we also go south towards Red Wing, down towards Treasure Island. We also go up the St. Croix River because we go all the way up to 60th Street. So we have Afton State Park. So we do go into Afton State Park, and if we have to go up the river on the Washington County side. So our call area covers a lot of terrain.
I bet it does.
So we are kind of unique. We had to be trained in multiple different scenarios. I know a couple weeks ago we did swift water rescue training. So if people were driving by down on 47 and 61, they probably seen a lot of people in red suits, orange suits, yellow suits, like bobbers floating down the Vermilion River there. That was us training because we're swift water rescue trained.
When you say swift water, meaning the water's moving swiftly?
Water's just moving. Anything over a mile and a half is considered swift water.
Okay.
So if a flood comes in, we're trained to go in and help out.
Well, thank you for all that you do. So the fire department has how many on staff right now?
So right now, there's on the full-time side, there is three shifts. There's A shift, B shift, and C shift. They have seven on every day for that. And then there's also Chief Townsend and Assistant Chief Paulson. You got those two. We have Penny that works in the office for us. And then also on the fire education side, the Bureau, we have Jamie Stevens and Al Storley as a fire marshal. So, and then on the paid on-call side, there's another 19 of us that are on the paid on call side that we still have full-time jobs. Or some of the staff members do go to school. So ages are from anywhere from 21 up to 65 years of age.
How did you know that you wanted to get into this line of work?
I had thought about it for a couple of years, about getting into it. It really hit when, back in 2016, it was neighbor's house caught on fire. And I was there. And I was helping Jamie Stevens, actually, because he was the first one on scene with the truck. And I literally was out there with my flip-flops and a pair of shorts pulling hose with him. So, and he's like, hey, we're taking applications. So I was like, oh, you know, I thought about it and put my application in.
Isn't that an interesting way to get into that field?
It is.
And what did you feel from helping like that? Really a sense of accomplishment or that you were making a difference?
It felt good to help out. You know, like there was only a couple guys here and 2.5-inch line, pulling 2.5-inch line around a house. I knew nothing about it, but pulling that thing around, you need a lot of hands to make things move. So I was grateful for getting to help, and it drove me to want to go and do this.
And then you had to get certified, obviously, for going out on medical calls,
yep.
That type of thing.
Yep.
Okay.
So we did. Then we did in-house training for our EMT. Now our employees, the staff, go out to, I think they go to Century College, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we go to different schools, lots of different schools. This is a career that a lot of schools involved. If you want to keep furthering your education, like every year you can go and do something else. I'm also an instructor for ICE rescue training here, but I'm also an instructor for the fire department, an officer on the fire department. So there's a lot of a lot of school, like I said.
Well, we're grateful because we want somebody experienced coming when there's an emergency.
Right.
So to call the fire department is the same number as to call the police department, 911.
911,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. I don't try to look you up. And,
nope.
Okay.
Nope.
911. Okay. And when do we call?
You can call whenever you need to call, really.
Okay.
You know, when you
the feel, dispatcher will help
right,
us.
Right. The dispatcher that you will be in communication with, they code everything out for us, so we get a pretty good picture of what's going on to what to expect when we get there.
Okay.
So, yeah, they break it out into, you know, if it's an Alpha call, Bravo call, Charlie, Delta, and that's all based on the severity of the issue.
And do you take a lot of calls directly from people, or is it people calling in about something they see?
A lot of calls are directly from the people that go 911. Every once in a while, we'll get a call to the station saying that, hey, my smoke detector's chirping or my carbon monoxide's chirping. We'll go out and check it.
So
a lot
nice.
Of times it's the batteries. So,
oh.
You know, batteries need to be replaced. It happens, but, you know.
I'll try not to call again, Tim. Sorry about that. Well, I'm excited because for us in the public, the Booyah is the kickoff to fall. It really is just such a great community tradition. I hope you know that.
We do, you know, and it's not just the community that comes out. There's some other departments, fire departments that come to this, and they
are they snooping at you?
No, they actually buy Booyah from us, and they take it back to for either their workers or they take it back to their own communities and they give it out to people.
Oh,
so there is that. I know that there's also a guy that drives 5 hours one way to come down and get Booyah from us.
Oh my gosh!
And he takes it home by the 5 gallon buckets.
Oh, gosh.
So it's not just Hastings and its surrounding communities. It's other places that people come from.
Well, it's going to be again on September 13th. That's a Saturday. It's going to be at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church in Hastings, which is at the corner of 15th and General Seben Drive. It runs from 11 o'clock until 2:30 p.m. And it's just always such a great time. And you really get this going soon. You don't just get it going that morning.
No, this process starts basically back in February.
What?
It starts February, so that we can nail down pricing and that stuff. You know, we get our meat from Duff's Meats too here in town. Coburn's help us out with our canned goods that we need to use for the tomato juice and ketchup and all that stuff. So we start the process already back then because it's starting to file all the paperwork and everything that you need with the state. So, you know.
What do you mean you need with the state?
Oh, you got to have your food vending, gambling license, all the stuff that you need, you know, because we do raffles. So, you know, getting compliance with the state, you want to make sure. We work with C's up there for the venue. Yeah. So, like I said, it's a long process. I enjoy it. I'm a co-chair with Chris Paulson for the Booyah Committee, but I enjoy this stuff. I like getting into it.
So you set up some big, they're not really tents. What are they? Kind of tents outside?
We'd set up a shelter outside where we do all the Booyah cooking.
Yes.
Up at C's Church. And then.
Do you make it in garbage cans? What the heck are
No, they're big, huge. They're big. They are big barrels that have cast iron bowls in them.
What are they usually used for?
That's about it. Just make soup. That's what these are. I mean, you don't buy them out on the market.
To me, they look like something that if I were ever going to go in a barrel over Niagara Falls,
right,
I'd get in one of those.
Right. That's basically what it looks like, other than it's metal instead of plastic. So, you know, yeah. You know, we have, I don't remember how many kettles that we have. I want to say we got probably 15 kettles ranging different sizes from 35 gallons all the way up to 100 gallon.
And then don't you have to cure them so that they don't get rusty
we
and all that business?
We do cure them every year when we get done. You put lard on them after you get done. So you put lard in the kettle so
okay.
It keeps it from rusting. The process then begins on, well, Friday morning we'll begin in the process before the Booyah
okay.
of heating those up to start that lard to get it heated up so we can start scrubbing them.
So you don't leave the lard in there?
Nope. We clean the lard out. So it just cures the kettle for the next season not
okay.
getting rust in it.
Nice.
Yep. So it's a lot of elbow grease.
I bet.
A lot of elbow grease getting that out.
Wow.
Yep.
Do you use Dawn?
We use Dawn dish soap. We use scrubbers. We use rags. We use everything.
Use the pipes.
Right. We use everything to get that stuff out, you know.
Who's the strongest with the elbow grease?
I don't know. Maybe we'll give it to Jeep Stevens. You know, he's there with us. And,
okay.
He's there making sure we have all the lard out.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Chuck Paulson's there with us, too. So, you know, he's right there with us with his tractor moving kettles. And, you know, like we said, it's a lot of retirees that come back.
How fun.
And it's not just the retirees that come out and help. It's their families, too. So, you know, that's a great thing. And, you know, we all just sit there.
It's fun, right?
Right.
I mean, it's hard work, but it's fun.
It's a process. You know, there's some people that are like, I've never done this. Well, come on down. We'll show you how this works. And
you get the lard off, and then do you fill them with water?
And then we fill them with water.
Yep.
And we get them boiling.
Boiling.
And then we start taking bones for meat bones.
Oh, yes.
So because we got to get the marrow out of it. You know, they got meat on there. And we also start cooking chickens, full chickens.
You put them in hair nets or something.
We do put them in hair nets.
Yeah.
Yep, they're in hair nets. So they usually cook for about 11 or noon to get the bones going
on
Friday.
Friday.
And then those bones will cook all the way until about midnight. And then we take the bones out.
And that gives it the broth.
That gives the broth. The chickens are usually pulled out around 5 o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do the deboning process where we sit there and pick it all, shred it all apart.
Mm-hmm.
Try and do quality control on it to make sure we don't have any little bones in
mm-hmm.
there. So it's a process. And then start cooking it. And then like after we get the bones out, we start mixing the broth because we got the chicken broth and we got the beef broth. So we got to mix it all together.
Oh.
So we call it the bucket brigade where we go from one kettle to the next with a line of, you know, 6-7 people. And they just keep mixing the broth back and forth.
Nice.
And that's usually about an hour and a half long process. You know, then we let it cook. And then usually around 2 o'clock, vegetables start going in.
In the morning.
In the morning,
okay.
Vegetables are going in. Yep.
And remember when you had to chop the vegetables?
That was before my time. So
go to Cisco or something?
No, chopped? We get them as Zaccaro's vegetables.
Okay.
They're out of St. Paul.
Nice.
They provide a lot of vendors for the state fair. So we had someone that was on the fire department that had an in with them and ever since.
Yeah.
We just give them the order.
For sure.
And, you know, they're really good because every year they call us. You know, all right, the Booyah's coming up. What do you need for veggies? So they're
on
top
it.
Of, like,
I love it.
They're on top of it. And it's usually always about 2 days after the state fair ends is when they call us.
Yeah,
so.
They're busy right now.
Yep.
So you put in what? Carrots?
There's carrots. There's onions. Celery, rutabagas, cabbage, potatoes.
Wow.
Peas.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
But you don't know the quantities.
You're right. So do you put beef in there as well?
There's beef that goes in also.
Okay.
Yep. So you have beef, chicken, and then there's also ham that goes in it too.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. The ham goes in late in the morning.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And so then it has to literally stew all night.
It does stew all night.
When is it ready? Like by 10 or something?
Usually 10:30, we're, you know, finishing it up. You know, sales, like we said, start at 11 o'clock. But, you know, anyone who's driven by the C's Church has seen the line. It goes out both ways of the parking lot.
It's crazy.
So,
yeah.
You know, we try, 11 o'clock is when we want to have it ready. Sometimes it's ready a little bit earlier, but.
And how much will you make?
There is just shy of like 1,000 gallons this year.
Is that what you usually make?
Pretty close.
Wow. 1,000 gallons.
Yep.
And you run out.
And we run out. A lot of times we run out.
Wow.
Yep.
Do you just love it?
I love it. I don't eat a lot of it because when I cook it all day and all night, I don't want to eat it because I've been smelling it the whole time.
For
and,
sure.
You know, I got to go home and I smell like booyah. Either that or I smell like a, you know, like a bonfire because we eat, because we cook it with wood. You know, some people cook it with, you know, gas, but we cook ours with wood.
Well, we just can't wait. I love this whole process. And again, the price this year is, it's kind of what it was last year.
Yep, holding tight to last year. So it's $6 a bowl. It is for a bowl of booyah. If you want to take like a gallon bucket home, you're looking at roughly $54. So
that's that big, you know, ice cream bucket.
That's the big ice cream.
And that's a gallon and a
quart, is it?
I think it's an extra. Yeah,
right.
It's like 5 quarts.
Right. So, you know, we have that. We just ask if people do bring something to fill up. Make sure, you know, it's safe. The glass is not good because, you know, the heat can crack it.
Don't bring glass.
Yeah.
This
so,
is good,
you
know, to know.
Buckets are a good idea.
Okay.
Roasting pans, those work too. But
well, the guy that takes, what, 5 pounds, did you say? Or
yeah,
five?
He's got 5 gallon buckets.
Whoa.
Legit 5 gallon bucket.
Do you buy those at Menards? Or
I don't know. You can.
You, put
yeah.
You usually put your tools in them?
Right.
Do people come with those?
They do. Couple. You know, every year you see something different every year, you know. And, like, we're pretty good. Like, you know, the guys, like Al Storley, him and his family, they're out there every year serving this stuff up to the to the walk-up sales. Like, he'll tell you, like, yeah, it's not safe to put it in that container. So, you know, he'll let you know. But,
that's
yeah, the glass is not preferred.
Okay. Anything else you want us to know, Tim?
There's raffle prizes that we have, raffle tickets going on. You can stop by the station and buy or see any firefighter.
But don't ask if you're in the middle of some emergency.
Right, don't ask if it's the middle of emergency. But, you know, there's 1,500 tickets out right now. So we print 3,000, so that's what's out right now. So
I
you can
it.
See where the odds are right now. Odds are looking pretty good. But,
okay.
You know, we thank all of our local
sponsors.
Sponsors around here for donating to this cause. And
well, it's a wonderful cause. It's wonderful food, and you guys do a wonderful job. Thank you so much for coming in today. Lieutenant Tim Likes of the Hastings Fire Department. Don't miss the big booyah coming up on September 13th at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church in Hastings. It runs from 11 to 2:30 p.m. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.